Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
Welcome to Undriven on Joy 94.9, tonight with just me, Hugh. On tonight's programme, I'll be playing an interview I recorded in Edinburgh while I was visiting my family in Scotland back in February. Shelley is a young lesbian who has been able to come out to her family at quite a young age. In this interview, I not only get to speak with Shelley, but also her 14-year-old sister and her mother as well. So I've got a very interesting chat coming up on Undriven tonight, so stay tuned for the next hour here on Joy 94.9. When you believe Leon Jackson, who's a good Scottish singer, believe it or not, you're listening to Undriven with Alan and Hugh. And early this year, I went to Scotland for a month to visit family and friends. While I was there, I recorded tonight's interview. I met up with Shelley and recorded tonight's interview at her home, actually. She's a full-of-life type person, and she told me that she didn't want to live a lie. So at the age of 20, she decided it was time to come out to her family. I began asking Shelley where she comes from.
I come from Livingston in Scotland.
Okay. And just so that the listener knows roughly where Livingston is, could you just give us an idea of, from Edinburgh, where is it?
It's about 20 minutes drive outside Edinburgh.
So that's going to the west?
Yeah.
Okay. So you grew up here as well?
I have, yeah. I've stayed here all my life now.
And went to school here?
Went to school here.
Okay.
And
you've got how many brothers and sisters?
I've got a brother, one brother and one sister.
Are they older or younger than you?
They're both younger than me.
Okay.
David's 18 and Samantha's 14.
Okay. So Shelley, Livingston, 20 minutes outside Edinburgh, you mean you've grown up here and you went to school here. Did you ever want to live in the city?
I thought about it a long time ago, but most of my friends are here and I work here, and I suppose that I've lived here all my life, so I enjoy staying here. And if I ever want to go out in Edinburgh, then it's only 20 minutes drive.
Compared with Edinburgh, is it cheaper to live here? Or?
It's a lot cheaper to stay in Livingston, yeah.
Right.
Edinburgh, as it being a city, there's a lot of people and it's more expensive to rent a flat or buy.
Mm. And in Livingston, renting here, is it, what compared with Edinburgh, how cheaper is it?
It can range, it depends what kind of flat you're wanting or how many bedrooms. I would prefer to stay in Livingston.
Okay. I mean, you live here and you've moved out of your mum and dad's house. But you really haven't moved too far, have you?
I've only moved 2 streets away.
Why is that?
Just to get someone out of bed.
Convenient to go to your mother's for dinner.
That's right.
Okay. So, Shelley, growing up in Livingston, tell us what you got up to when you were at school.
When I was at school, there was youth clubs, and I also played for 4 different football teams.
Four football teams.
To keep fit.
So, why four?
I played for all different teams. I played for Scotland Ladies, I played for my school, I played for a team just outside to keep myself fit, and I also played for a youth team as well, so it was hard work.
You must have been playing football every day.
Not every day. I got a rest, I suppose.
And you also told me you did kickboxing.
I've done kickboxing, yeah, for a while. It was actually my friend's dad's club that he used to run, so I just went along to keep fit.
Okay.
I enjoyed it, I suppose.
Was it just for girls, or was it mixed?
No, it was a mixed. It was mixed, yeah.
So did you actually do kickboxing with guys as well, or just with other girls?
You did it both, yeah.
Huh?
Boys and girls.
Did you ever
mixed.
Get hurt?
Never, actually.
Yeah. Did you hurt
pretty
anyone?
Pretty strong, probably.
What about the football? I mean, playing 4 teams, I mean, and you said you played for Scotland.
I did, yeah.
Did you get any medals?
I've got loads of medals through. Yeah, I did. I went up to Aberdeen. I was playing for a boys team at the time.
A boys team?
Yeah, this is when it was allowed. Now it's not allowed. Girls aren't allowed to play in boys teams anymore.
Why?
Just too physical.
Okay, it's too physical for the
for
girls.
Ladies, yeah.
Right.
So I played with a boys football team and we travelled up to Aberdeen for a tournament.
Okay.
And I won player of the month.
Aberdeen's in the north of Scotland, for the listener.
Aberdeen,
in the north of Scotland, okay.
Yeah.
And you said you won a tournament.
Yeah, I got player of the month.
Oh,
we won the tournament,
yeah.
So, and I scored a cracking goal.
Do you still play football?
I don't know.
Any sports?
Just the gym.
Just the gym. And so, just the gym?
Just the gym, yeah. And a bit of swimming.
Okay.
I had to give football up due to an injury that I got.
Okay.
And I badly hurt my knee.
Was that playing football?
Yeah.
Or kickboxing?
Football. Unfortunately, because I love it.
So, now that here in Livingston, I mean, now that you've grown up, what entertainment do you have here?
To be honest with you, there's not a lot of entertainment. Unless you're over the age of 18 and you can go out to pubs and clubs, then there's not a lot of entertainment for a lot of the young teenagers.
Okay. That's typical in Scotland, though, isn't it, in the towns?
When I was growing up, there was youth clubs and there was loads of different clubs you could go to, but now there doesn't seem to be a lot of that at all. A lot of the teenagers have got to make their own entertainment. Mm. As I say, unless you can go to pubs and clubs and meet up with your friends and have a drink, I suppose.
Right. So does that cause a lot of underage drinking?
Definitely.
Yeah.
I think that's why there's so much crime in Scotland as well.
Yeah. So, Shelley, what about family life? You told me that you've got a brother, a sister, and your mum and dad.
Yeah.
Was there anyone else at home?
Yeah, there's my mum's uncle stays with us as well.
Okay.
He's disabled.
Right.
And
so, does your family look after him?
Yeah, we do, yeah. Try to give him the best life as possible just now, yeah.
Okay. What about family holidays? Where in Scotland do you go for a holiday? Because the weather here is terrible, isn't it?
You never go away in Scotland on a holiday.
No.
If you want a suntan. We usually go away to Spain.
Okay.
We go abroad to Spain.
How many times did you go to Spain?
I've been 2 or 3 times with my family.
Right.
And then I thought I was getting too old for it, so...
So you dumped them?
I dumped them. I stayed white and they got a tan.
All right. So is it quite natural for people in Scotland to go over to Europe and holiday there? Is it cheap?
It can be cheap. A lot of people like to just stay in Scotland or go down to England and get a nice wee caravan and go for a wee holiday there.
But if you do go abroad, what's the destination that most people go to?
Probably Spain.
Probably Spain. Yeah.
Yeah, probably Spain.
Is that because it's cheaper?
Cheap and cheerful. There's plenty of sun as well.
Okay. Now that you're out the house, where do you go now on your own?
On my own? Yeah, I'll probably go back to Spain.
Okay.
I'm going there for my 21st and 21 this year, so I'm going back over there for 2 weeks.
Okay, and who are you going with?
I'm going with my partner, Emma.
Oh, okay. That'd be nice for you.
Fantastic.
So is this your birthday present?
No. I want an Armani watch for my...
Now, you just said that you're going to go on holiday this year with Emma, who's your partner.
Yeah.
How long have you been with Emma?
We've been together for 2 years.
Okay, so you were 19 when you met her, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, and how old is Emma?
Emma's 29 on her birthday.
So she's a bit more mature than you?
I wouldn't say that. She has her moments.
Yeah. So, what age were you when you came out?
I had my first experience with a girl when I first went to high school. I was in first year.
Okay.
So I would have been about 15.
But you had a boyfriend after that, didn't you?
Yeah, I wasn't sure what... I think I was probably just scared.
Mm.
And I did have a boyfriend for quite a wee while after that.
Right.
For about a year and a half.
And then you decided that wasn't for you?
Then I fell in love with a girl.
Okay. And that was Emma?
No, it wasn't Emma.
All right. Well, who was it?
Ali.
Okay.
She was my friend to begin with, and then one thing led to another.
And then you met Emma?
Then I met Emma.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you've been with her almost 2 years now?
Almost 2 years.
So, this is why you've moved out of her house, obviously, and moved into your own apartment?
Not just that. I wanted a bit more responsibility. I've got a good job and I like the responsibility that I've got, paying my own bills and I'm able to do what I want to do.
Mm.
And also me and Emma get our own time together.
Okay. And how did your family accept Emma?
They love her to pieces.
Do they?
They absolutely love her to pieces.
It must have been a little bit difficult for you first though, to introduce Emma to your family.
It was to begin with. Before I did speak to my mum and dad about it and they knew... my circumstances, they knew that I'd came out, and then I did meet Emma after that, so it wasn't really a problem, an issue when...
Who was the first person you told?
My Auntie Helen.
Which is your great-auntie?
My great-auntie, yeah. She's just like my auntie.
So why did you pick your Auntie Helen?
Because I love her to pieces, and I knew that I could tell her anything in the world, and she wouldn't tell anybody else. Until I was ready.
Okay, so you...
Just until I was ready.
You confided in her.
Yeah.
Knowing that she wouldn't tell anyone.
Yeah.
And getting you ready.
That only lasted for about 2 days, by the way.
On whose behalf? Did she blab it out? Or?
Kind of. She kept phoning me saying, have you told them yet? Have you told them?
So
I got the courage and I sat my mum and dad down and I spoke to them. They had an idea anyway, before I'd actually told them.
They had those suspicions?
Yeah, they had the suspicions, so...
So did you sit down on your own with them, or was there someone else there? Or?
No, I sat down myself with them.
Okay. And what was their reaction?
They knew anyway. They had the suspicions, as I say. So, I mean, it wasn't too much a surprise to them. And they just wanted to know why I hadn't told them sooner, and they just asked if I was happy, and they still love me the way I am. I'm not any different.
That's good. Okay, this is On Driven. You're listening to Hugh, and my guest tonight is Shelley.
This is a podcast from Joy 94.9, a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station. For more content, please go to our website at joy.org.au, or if you're in Melbourne, tune in to Joy 94.9.
This is On Driven, Joy 94.9's multicultural show with Hugh and my guest, Shelley. So Shelley, let's talk about when you came out, because you've told us that you told your parents.
Mm-hmm.
Who have you not spoke to about it in your family?
There's only one person that I've never found the courage to tell yet, and it's my mum's dad, my granddad.
Why's that?
I've just never had the courage to speak to him. I suppose he's like a best friend to me.
He knows?
He does know. He's met Emma on several occasions, and he's been to my flat, and he definitely knows.
Right.
I've just never had the chance to sit down and speak to him about it fully.
So he knows, but it's just ignored. He just sort of...
Yeah, it's been 2 years now, so it's just kind of time's went on.
So I don't think you'll ever get round to it, will you?
Hopefully, so. my 21st birthday, I'll do it.
Now, your brother and sister, they're a lot older, a lot younger than you.
Yeah.
How did they take it?
Samantha, who's only 14, absolutely fantastic. I mean, her friends were asking her about it. Her big sister, your big sister's gay, and big sister's got a girlfriend. And Samantha just was fantastic. She turned around and says, at the end of the day, it's still my sister. She's still the same person, and I still love her to pieces. And with David, who's 18 now, he found it a bit difficult to begin with because he had a lot of friends coming up to him and saying, oh, what a waste, and just certain things like that. Just boys being boys. But now he's fine. He loves Emma to pieces as well.
So both of them have come to terms with it quite easily.
Yeah.
Now, you said to me that your mother took it a little bit difficult, though.
She did, yeah. At the beginning of the relationship with me and Emma, she found it quite hard to come to terms with the whole situation.
In what way?
I think she was a bit disappointed to begin with about me not telling her earlier on. And obviously I think she was just upset at the fact that I had a boyfriend for a year or so, and then I was obviously introducing a girlfriend to her.
she found it a bit difficult.
It a bit difficult to begin with, but she's came to terms with it now.
Now your dad, usually it's the dads that take it really hard when their daughter comes in and says I'm a lesbian.
Never, my dad loved it.
Yeah.
My dad was just fine, he was amazing.
Right.
Totally amazing, my dad was like my rock.
Okay. Now, what about your grandmother? Because your granddad and your grandmother, you told me, are separated.
Yeah.
When you told her, how did she take it?
My gran was fine.
Yeah.
Just the exact same. Everyone's been so supportive.
That's good.
Time's went on now, and everyone's accepted who I am, and as long as I'm happy, then that's the main thing.
I suppose it is, really. Yeah. So, Shelley, let's talk about your friends, your school friends. Did they know you were gay?
I think they kind of knew I was gay, yeah. I was only one in that group that played football, and I was only one that ran about with all the boys.
So you gave yourself away a little bit.
Definitely.
Are any of your school friends, are they gay?
Unfortunately, none of my school friends are gay. The ones I was in high school with at all. Outside school, I've got loads and loads of gay friends in Livingston and in Edinburgh.
Okay. So, is there any gay bars in Livingston?
There's none at all. They tried to open a gay bar in Livingston, and it wasn't a very great success.
Why was that?
I don't think there's a lot of people attending it. I think that that Edinburgh's got the main attraction of the gay scene, and more people feel comfortable in Edinburgh.
So, when you go out in Livingston, you said you've got a lot of gay friends here.
Yeah.
Where do you go?
Just our local.
So you go to the straight bars?
We've got our own little gay corner.
Okay. So you fit in to the straight bars, and does everyone know that this little group of people's gay?
They probably do know. I mean, you can't really tell where a lot of us. I wouldn't really say if you looked at me, you would know that I was gay, necessarily.
No.
But a lot of the other girls or guys that we go about, you can definitely tell that they are gay. Mm. But we've never had a problem.
So what about the local people who, don't they object to it?
Never, no. I mean, the people in Livingston are fine.
Right.
They just accept who we are and we never cause any trouble.
Right. Well, but for your main entertainment, if you wanted to go to a gay bar or a gay venue, you'd have to go to Edinburgh.
Yeah, we'd need to go to Edinburgh or Glasgow.
Right. So what's the most popular for people in Livingston? Edinburgh or Glasgow?
Edinburgh. It's a lot closer.
Mm.
It's only 20 minutes away.
Right. And what entertainment do you have? Is there lesbian bars in Edinburgh?
There's one lesbian bar in Edinburgh called Planet.
Okay.
Planet Out, it's called.
Planet Out.
Yeah.
So where in Edinburgh is that?
It's
in the city centre?
Yeah. Outside, just...
Okay.
Outside.
It's in Leith?
Yeah.
Right, which is just outside the city centre?
Yeah.
Okay, and how big is that?
It's a small club, but they've just went and renovated it.
Right.
Into a club, a bar and club.
Mm.
Is
it exclusively lesbian, or...?
No, it's free to all, but, I mean, there's more lesbians go to that pub than...
Than gay guys.
Than gay guys. The gay guys, they can go to Habana, it's called.
What other bars is there in Edinburgh? I've lost touch with Edinburgh.
You've got Planet Out, you've got Habana, you've got The Street, which is very upper class, I like that one.
Okay.
And then you've got the two clubs,
right.
CC Blooms, and there's a new club open called GHQ, which is fantastic.
Okay. So how often would you go into Edinburgh?
Maybe two or three times a month.
Okay. This is On Driven on Joy 94.9.
This is a podcast from Joy 94.9, a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station. For more content, please go to our website at joy.org.au, or if you're in Melbourne, tune in to Joy 94.9.
We're on Joy 94.9 with Hugh and my guest Shelley. At the moment, we are going to speak to Samantha, who's Shelley's younger sister. Welcome to On Driven, Samantha.
Thanks.
Now, Samantha, you're Shelley's younger sister. How old are you?
14 years old.
Okay. How did you feel when Shelley told you she was gay?
Well, I had a rough idea that she was, but when she told me, it didn't really bother me. And
did you understand what she meant?
Yeah.
Yeah? Is it part of your teaching at school? Were you taught about gays and lesbians? And
yes.
So what about your schoolmates? How do they react to you when they find out your sister's a lesbian?
No one's really found out about it, but my close friends, they just think she's the same person, and it just...
It doesn't bother you?
Yeah.
Is that the general feeling at your school, that people don't really worry too much about gays and lesbians and how different they are?
Well, they're normally, at that age...
They don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Now, you come and actually stay with Shelley at the weekend and her partner, Emma. How do you get on with Emma?
Really well.
Really well?
I just see her as a friend.
And your sister's partner?
Partner, yeah.
And how does Emma react to you? Is she okay with you?
Yeah, she just treats me like a little sister.
Oh, that's good. Well, thanks very much, Samantha, for coming on the show.
Thank you.
And now I've actually got Shelley's mother, Helen. Welcome to On Driven, Helen.
Thank you.
Now, Helen, we've been speaking to Shelley, and she's already told us that out of all the people in the family, you took it the worst when she said that she was a lesbian, basically.
Yeah, that's true.
Tell us how you reacted.
I got really quite upset, although I did actually have an idea when she actually told me I couldn't handle it.
And what went?
And I got really upset. I started crying because I didn't want to believe it. I didn't want to hear it.
But she said that you had suspicions beforehand. So why was it so difficult when she finally came and told you the truth?
I think it was because having suspicions and then actually finding out for real, I just couldn't handle it.
And what about your husband, David?
he handled it a lot better than myself. I spoke to him about it.
He actually, as you say, took it well. Were you able to talk to him honestly about it, or did you find it difficult talking to him about it?
No, I could actually speak to him about it, but I couldn't understand how he was managing to accept it better than myself, because Shelley and I have always been close.
Right.
And maybe that was the reason, that because we were so close, I just didn't want it to be happening to me.
Right. What about your other children? Did you speak to them?
Samantha, yeah, my youngest.
Because she took it really well, didn't she?
Yeah, she was brilliant, Michelle. Absolutely.
So did she give you any support?
She used to sit and speak to me about things, and that, you know, Mum, there's nothing wrong with it. Why are you being the way you are? Try and understand it from Shelley's point of view, which I did try and do, but it did take time with me. Definitely took time.
What about your son, David? Did you speak to him about it?
I did speak to David about it, because obviously he was suspicious as well. And he preferred not to really talk about it. Obviously, Shelley knows loads of his friends, and he was worried about his friends finding out and him getting teased about it and things like that. So
you were taking it bad and he was taking it bad. So what was the atmosphere at home?
The atmosphere at home at times was horrendous at times. And I felt that Shelley must have felt as though she was like an outsider at times.
Mm.
Not that I meant that to happen, but looking back, she felt that way.
What about her bringing home girlfriends? What happened then? Because obviously she must have started bringing girlfriends home. How did you react? Was that difficult?
I think what I done, what happened with me was they would come in and I would, you know, say hello to them and have a wee bit of conversation, and then I would disappear.
So you're sort of trying to forget that it was a girlfriend, not just a friend?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A girlfriend in the sense it was a sexual partner?
Yeah.
So what about your husband? How did he react to that? Was he a little bit better?
He was a lot better than myself, I have to admit.
Nowadays, would you say that it's just second nature that you visit your daughter and her girlfriend, because they've got their own apartment now, haven't they?
Yeah.
And you invite them to your house for dinner, and Emma's become part of the family now, hasn't she?
Absolutely. I mean, it's just accepted now. It took me a wee bit of time. When Shelley first brought Emma home, I actually sat the two of them down, and I spoke to them. I spoke to Emma as to how I felt about certain things, you know, in my home and different things like that. But as time went on, you get to know people, you get to understand things a lot more, because before you don't really think about it, but then when it happens to you, you start to realise, you know, there's more to life than just than judging people's sexuality.
Okay. Now that you've accepted it and Emma's part of the family, would you say that if somebody else in the family came to you and said that they were gay or lesbian, you'd be able to accept it more?
Absolutely. Uh-huh.
Yeah?
Been through it, yeah. Once I've been through it, if that was to happen to me again, I would handle things a lot more differently.
Do you know any other parents who've got gay children?
No, actually no.
So you've never joined any gay parents groups or anything like
that? No, nothing like that, no.
Okay. Thanks for coming on the show, Helen. This is Orange Ribbon on Joy 94.9.
Gay and lesbian radio for everyone. Joy 94.9.
This is a podcast from Joy 94.9, a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station. For more content, please go to our website at joy.org.au, or if you're in Melbourne, tune in to Joy 94.9.
So Shelley, let's now talk to you again. We just spoke to your mother and your sister. What do you think about what they said?
I think it's mixed opinions, obviously. Don't think Samantha opens up as much as she would like to. And I can certainly see it from my mum's point of view about how she was made to feel at the beginning of me coming out. Obviously, we were just bringing girlfriends back home.
Mm.
I never really gave my mum enough time to adjust to what was happening.
And accept the whole idea.
Yeah.
What about Emma? How did she react to your family?
Emma was fine. She's bubbly and outgoing. and she'll get on with anybody. She took my mum's, my mum sat down and spoke to her about how she felt and what she was dealing with at the time. And Emma took that into consideration and took a step back. And me and Emma respect my mum's wishes.
What about your dad? How did Emma get on with your dad?
Her and my dad are like two peas in a pod. They both love music, so it was just the both of them just got on straight away. I don't know if my dad was reacting like that towards Emma to begin with, because and he was just trying to get on with it. And
did all this make it easier for you in the coming out process? Or do you think it helped you come to terms with your sexuality, your family's reaction and Emma getting on with your mum and dad so well?
Definitely. I mean, I do think my mum feels the same way. I do wish that I had a bit more support from my mum. But overall, I mean, my whole family are fantastic. If I ever had any problems, I always had someone to turn to.
Okay. Now, Samantha said at school she had no problems and her friends all accept the fact that you are a lesbian. And I suppose that's good in a way for her as well, because it could have been the other way. It could have went the other way.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, she's only 14 years old. She's still young. And a lot of the young ones these days don't really know how to react to hearing this kind of news. I think Samantha just took it upon herself to accept it and let her friends know that she's accepted it. I think that's an easier way, instead of her taking it so bad, her friends are maybe play on that.
Yeah. I suppose really, you know, the younger people now probably accept it better than they did years ago.
Definitely.
Now, Helen, as Shelley's mother, you've actually told me that you want to say something else as well, something that you'd like the listener to know.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel that I'm actually ashamed of myself at the way that I reacted to my daughter, Shelley. She obviously needed me at that time, and I wasn't there for her, because she's obviously had to bottle a lot up. And I wish, looking back, that I'd actually been there for her and taken the time with her, rather than try and blank it out.
So, Helen, what would you say to a parent sitting at home who's got a son or a daughter and they've just come out and told them they're gay?
I would say to be supportive, to be there for them, because they will need their support. And
show them their love, basically.
Exactly. Just love them. You've always loved them. So what's changing? Nothing.
Do you think that you can suppress your feelings? I mean, I would say, obviously, that people don't have to show their feelings, but how do you feel? Do you think it's good to not show your feelings, your true feelings?
I absolutely think that it's a two-way street. I don't think you should hide your feelings to support your son or your daughter. You have to be honest with each other. And if you do have a few problems with it, you tell them, but you also listen to them and support their views on things.
Okay. Well, that's fair enough. So, Shelley, based on what your mother has just told us and her feelings, and obviously she feels a little bit bad the way she reacted to you when you told her, what's your feelings on what she said?
I totally agree with what my mum's just said. If I had to go through that again and come out again, then I would probably respect my mum and dad's wishes a bit more. Instead of bringing girlfriends back home, I would have looked at the bigger picture and respected my mum, the way my mum was feeling at that time.
Because you brought girlfriends home before you told them?
I'd done that because I had already accepted it myself.
But you hadn't told them?
But I hadn't told them. And I knew they were suspicious about it. But because I'd accepted it myself, I was a bit selfish.
Right.
And didn't really take their feelings into consideration.
So you just gave them the impression it was a friend that was coming to spend the night?
I suppose I thought it as being a bit easier, because it was maybe an easier way for me to kind of just get on with it, and maybe my mum and think my mum and dad would maybe just get on with it. But obviously you kind of just do that in life.
Did they ever come and talk to you about it?
They asked me a few times.
And you always denied it?
I always denied it.
Okay. So, what in the end, what actually made you tell them? I mean, because you were pretending, oh, this isn't happening, and your parents were questioning you, so in the end, why tell them?
I suppose at the end of the day, you only live once, and you live for what makes you happy, and I wasn't prepared to live a life and live a lie, live my life as a lie. I totally believe that everyone should be accepted in society, and no matter what colour, sexuality, whatever you are, you should be accepted. And I knew in the end that my whole family would accept the whole thing.
It was just getting the courage up.
So I just came out and told them at the end of the day. I knew they would accept me in the end, and it was a big thing for me.
Because you were still quite young.
I was young, yeah, and I'm glad I done it when I was young, because now I can live my life and I'm happy and everyone knows about it.
What about your gay friends here in Livingston? Have they all come out to their families?
Most of them are a lot older than me.
Okay.
So yeah, they have all come out to their families and they've all been accepted as well.
Right. So Shelley, what would you say to the listener who's sitting at home, maybe the same age as you, who's gay but hasn't come out yet to their parents?
I would say to them to take a step back and to look at the bigger picture, think about your family, but most importantly, think about yourself. At the end of the day, there's no point in living a lie. You need to come out at some point in your life and
be honest with everyone.
Be honest with everybody. My opinion is, if you do it while you're young, then that's over and done with. It's not a big thing. You will be accepted. And if your family do find it hard to begin with, then they will come to terms with.
What about people whose parents really take it bad and basically tell them to get out of the house?
I disagree with that completely. It's just happened to one of my friends, and I don't agree with it at all. I think that maybe if that is the circumstances, then the parent needs to take a step back and think about their son or daughter's feelings and vice versa.
Well, unfortunately, we've come to the end of the show, Shelley, but thank you very much.
Not a problem. Thanks for having me.
I hope you've enjoyed being on Non-Driven tonight.
It's been fantastic. Thank you.
Great.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.